Hello everyone, welcome back to Megalaman, the podcast that recaps Drag Race franchises, especially Drag Race Philippines, from a Pinoy, queer, superfan lens, now on video.
Now on video, yung pala yung kakaiba ngayon.
I know, regular setup natin to in this ano, big pink box, as we usually do, yes, in our fabulous attire.
Correct. At dahil ang tagal na pong dinedemand ng madlang people ang video podcast, it is finally here. After 2 years of doing the podcast, we are on video, y'all.
Correct. Dahil pala utos kayo, sumunod naman kami.
Yes, but no, this is another milestone for Bikini Men because, you know, we're on scale mode right now. The viewing parties, the podcasts, the partnerships, so only the best for the friends of the pond.
So for this week's episode, we are going to be reviewing Drag Race Philippines Season 2, Episode 6.
Yes, our very first acting challenge and our very first puppet challenge. So a lot of firsts right now.
Correct. Actually, it's been a while since we've had the puppet challenge, even on the main franchise, no?
That's true, that's true. And I love na meron silang twist. But before we do that, this is the invitation for y'all to come to our next viewing party. Hindi namin alam kung sino pa yung lineup. Actually, alam na po namin. So, our Episode 7 viewing party. Andun po si Captivating Katkat, si Miss Jade, si Ovi, at si Bernie. So, if you still wanna get tickets for that, make sure you visit the link on our bio. Also, thanks to our many sponsors who have been sponsoring the viewing parties and the podcast and making sure na may makakain pa po kami.
Correct.
Nandiyan po si Durex, nandiyan po si Issy & Co, si Levi, si Close Up. So, marami po salamat.
But yeah, let's get into it.
Yes. So, we start off the episode. Basically, the whole edit or a lot of the girls from the past questioning if deserve nga daw ba ni Didi ang badge.
Correct. We get a confessional from Bernie na parang, in terms of the Rusical, yes, deserve niya, but in terms of the runway, the shoes, parang hindi naman daw.
Correct. And I think this is kind of like an important conversation to have because I think maybe all season long, it's still quite unclear to the fandom, to the viewers, ano ba talaga yung weight ng runway?
Mm-hmm.
Because if tipong hindi klaro kung sino yung mananalo because kung pantay yung performance sila sa Maxi Challenge, it's usually the runway that kind of breaks the tie.
Oo, pero I think, ano yan eh, problem yan within like the whole Drag Race sphere of like, how important is the runway?
Yes.
A lot of the times, para nagiging tool siya, yun nga, as a tiebreaker.
Uh-huh.
But then sometimes, you know, even if the person does amazing on the challenge,
mm-hmm,
and they kind of serve a subpar look, may times na ina-award pa din, even if someone who arguably is like second in terms of performance on the challenge,
yes,
but has a better runway, hindi pa rin nabibigay sa kanila. So, it's always unpredictable.
Correct. And I think, even naman in US franchises, it's not parang consistent, mm-hmm, na it's always the tiebreaker or the icebreaker. I'm looking for a certain noun that I cannot find, but eventually I will find it. but I think we can all agree that Didi really was the clear winner of the Rusical. She did
Got
the
it.
Best. I think a lot of people, halos walang nagko-contest nung performance sa Rusical. So, bahala na po mag-away ang mga bakla ng Drag Race Philippines Season 2 kung sino po ang deserving ng badge. Kasi hindi naman po ito democracy. Wala naman po talaga kaming say.
True. I mean, but if you've also heard the circulation going around about who makes the decisions,
yes,
we'll get into that some other time.
Some other time. Hopefully sa off-season. Para correct. Po kami ma-principals off.
Correct. Ayaw talaga namin malagot. Gusto namin magkaroon parang career, Char.
Correct.
Aside from Didi winning the last challenge, we also had to say goodbye to our beloved Matilda.
Yes.
But there's also some rejoicing in the room kasi nga, pwede na daw silang manalo ng mini challenge according to Miss Jade.
Correct. According to Miss Jade, who is of course all about the coin, alipin ng salate, katulad nating lahat.
Correct.
So, sabi niya kung if I am gonna get closer to 20,000 with that bitch going home, then so be it.
Correct. So, a brand new day in the workroom and ayan na, nagbibilangan na sila ng Ru badges.
Yes.
We've had 5 Rue badges yes. given out so far, mm-hmm. all to different people. Wala mm-hmm. pa po tayong double Rue badge at the start of the episode.
Yes, but of course, we all know that that changes by the end of the episode.
Correct.
I guess this part is nice kasi tipong lalong lumalabas yung competitive energies ng mga contestants because nga, nagko-compare na sila ng mga badge and all that. But to be fair, I like how Jade and Ovi, I think, were able to basically say, yeah, wala kaming badge, but the most important thing is we're here, we're still competing for the crown.
Correct.
I mean, you can always Sasha Velour your way to the crown, di ba?
So, yes. And also, I mean, the great thing about the Rue badge is, the great thing about the Rue badge being a physical thing, sabi nga ni Arizona, pwede naman siyang nakawin.
Correct. So kung talit niyo po ang pagiging klepto, pwede niyo naman pong nakawin ang Rue badge ng inyong mga co-competitors. We also get this very vulnerable moment from Hannah. I'm gonna call it vulnerable. Na basically, you know, a fire has been lit under her ass and she really wants to win a badge now. But I think ang mas noteworthy here is she basically told everyone in the room na parang fans na fans nyo ko right now.
Correct.
Meron pa rin siyang fangirl moment na tipo ko, girl, medyo yung runway mo on a whole other level. So it might have to be the other way around.
Totoo. Pero kasi I understand where she's coming from na she's in the room. Almost everyone has been validated by a badge. Mm-hmm. So siya, feeling niya, since wala pa siya nung validation na yon, she doesn't feel like she's at the same level as these other queens. And I mean, I kind of get that like inner saboteur, imposter syndrome moment from Hannah.
And I think Hannah has been very vocal about this, not just on the show and the interview that we had with her a few weeks ago. Even on our viewing parties, every time I would ask her, na parang, you knew you were the shit, right? Usually, ang sagot niya, actually, hindi. Akala ko flop ako, akala ko bubomba ako. I'm like, girl, grabe ang reaction lagi ng viewing party audience every time Hannah Beshi comes
Correct.
Out of that runway. So, wala lang. I mean, in a way, it's kind of endearing to know that it hasn't gotten to her head yet. But yes.
So, in comes Mama Pao, and we are introduced to the mini challenge, which is the Popwet mini challenge because everybody loves Popwet.
Correct. And I love the twist na it's called Popwet Ate.
Correct.
So, you know, Drag Race Philippines always referencing itself. That's how you build a brand. So, I mean, I'm just gonna say it. The Popwet challenge felt like a warm up.
It was crunchy.
It was crunchy in parts. There were. Hindi ko alam if a big part of it was like left on the cutting room floor, but there were moments that made me chuckle, giggle, but wala yung tipo, oh my god, that was a read. Wala namang ganun.
Not in a good way, at least.
Well, yes.
Ayun, it's kind of like, I don't know if it's really just something about the Filipino culture, the Filipino language, na, you know, last season we had the reading challenge and it was mild at best.
Yes.
I don't know kung nasa kultura lang talaga natin na hindi nagta-translate well yung Western culture of shade into a Filipino context. Yeah. Kaya,
feeling ko nagta-translate naman siya because I think a number of the girls in the competition kind of scratched the surface of a successful puppet performance. I get it that maybe this is new to every single one of them. Mm-hmm. But I think, ang una kong comment is that I think a number of the girls delivered the puppet without them talking to the puppet. Nasa ilalim sila when, you know, I guess the whole game is about, you know, you're talking to a puppet.
Correct. Parang mas ginawa nilang puppet show talaga.
Correct.
Which, na-appreciate yung kay Arizona kasi Arizona's had like the best. Her puppet had the best physical comedy.
Yes, yes.
Of, you know, yung lumulutang The Exorcist System of Ovika. Ay, tama ba?
Sorry, no.
Hindi pala. Si Hannah pala, Hannah. Sorry. Ano yung sinasabi ka?
I would appreciate Hannah for...
Parang, okay. I appreciate Hannah's, like, level of physical comedy with her puppet. Yung Exorcist System of Ovika, tapinalutang niya. I think she had the best grasp of... Obviously, I mean, she won the mini challenge. She had the best grasp of what to do with the puppet challenge in itself. But everyone else was kind of just like, it was a puppet show rather than a reading and talking and shading your puppet.
And to be fair kay Hannah, like she really went the extra mile of like giving a concept to the puppet show, like
correct.
Tinawag niya pa siyang Exorcism of Ovicon.
Correct.
But you know, some noteworthy performances, I feel like Arizona talking to Jade, tapos tinanong ni Arizona kung maipapagawa pa ba si Jade, utak daw. That was funny.
Then we also have Jade referencing Kat Kat as alamat ng narcissistic.
Yeah.
Which it was a very deep cut shade na maybe bordering on inside joke na siya,
yes,
about the queen.
Yeah.
So it didn't really translate to the audience.
Yeah. I mean, it did feel like it came out of nowhere because parang hindi pa nare-refer si Kat Kat as like narcissistic.
Correct.
Or ata yung sinabi. I didn't catch the second word, but the word narcissistic was there. So parang feeling nga, maybe inside joke siya.
Tapos sa yun, we also had that confessional from Kat Kat na parang di niya rin na-get. Tapos yeah, parang ganun pala yung tingin sa kanya ni Jane.
Correct. But I guess the naman cute thing about this is they've been referencing that fight from episode 3 for a while.
Correct.
I mean, Jade referenced it nung nag-untuck sila nung episode 4 and now sa puppet pa rin. So, I'm sure when it happened, everybody kind of felt na, okay, this is going to be a moment. And then, you know, Jade is still milking it. So, props to you, mama.
Tsaka parang, in a sense, like, them milking it means there's already that level of humor in it. So,
yes,
at least they're crossing the bridge even if they're not totally past it yet.
Yeah. Ovi's puppet was Arizona. The Vape Couture was very funny. Vape Couture was very, very funny. Although I felt like medyo nagaskas kasi parang apat limang Vape Couture yung nilagay sa edit. I could have used, a few more jokes.
It could have used a few other jokes,
yeah,
but it was funny, especially yung stuffing na...
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Feeling ko yung pagdila ng puppet sa floor, I think would have been really, really
actually
funny. I think that would have been funny. Or I think ang recurring reference right now kay Arizona is every time hindi siya nanalo or natatawag siyang safe, meron siyang sayang naman na reference. So there were things there that I think could have been used sa puppet, but the Vape Couture, iconic. Agad-agad.
And then we have Bernie, again, parang really rubbing salt into the wound of hindi deserve ni Didi manalo. Ika nga dun, yep, sa last challenge. Yep. Di umano.
Correct. Although ang favorite ko na ginawa ni Bernie is basically sinasabi na nireference yung mga bata.
Oo.
Na laging ginagawang explanation ni Didi na gumagawa ng mga gamit ni Didi.
Correct.
Which is by now, tipong, I guess nung the first time we heard it was like, oh, that's cute. But then I think this might be the third time we've heard it. So medyo... I mean, we know sa episode na nakakataw na edyo iko-call out na si Didi for maybe coming up with excuses.
At dahil dyan, papaimbestigahan na po natin ang sweatshop sa Quezon province.
Hindi, we love you, Didi. And of course, Hannah finally wins something. She wins the puppet or the Popwet challenge. Mm-hmm. 20K?
20K din yun, no?
Correct. So maraming salamat din, Matilda. At hindi mo na hinadlangan ang unang win ni Hannah Beshi dahil may 20K na si Hannah Beshi ngayon.
Correct. And you know, let's not forget when the super fans do the PPE scores and the scoreboards, mini challenges are counted as points.
Yes, they count, yes, mini challenges.
Yes, they do.
Oh my God, I wonder how Lucy Laduca is feeling right now.
Talaga? Have you ever seen yung mga track record? Oh, okay. I mean, they count it. Para it's like one extra point sa mga scoreboards nila.
Alam mo, girl, I mean, go. Kanya-kanyang rubric yan, di ba? I mean, if we do our audience lip-sync battles via mode of applause, anyone can make up their own rules.
Correct.
Okay, break tayo. And... okay, so ito na nga. So, Mama Pau announces that we finally are getting our very first ever acting challenge. So, I guess ang tanong ko, as a professional drag queen, ano ang... real-world relevance ng isang acting challenge?
I mean, when you're performing in a lip-sync, you're always acting.
Mm-hmm.
Parang every aspect of the performance is in some way acted.
True.
You're telling a story with your song, so you kind of have to act out the emotion or the intensity of the song. And also, I mean, nakita naman natin sa Season 1 Girls, which that's why I'm surprised it took this long for an acting challenge to come up. kita natin sa season 1 cast that acting is like the next step into jumping into mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
The Divine Divas, Lady Morgana, Turing, veteranang actress Eva Lequin.
Yes. So,
has dipped their toes into acting on mainstream, non-cable television. So
this is very relevant. So, you know, if you ace this challenge, and this is a really nice calling card for you to just broaden your career post-show.
Ang iniisip ko lang is, yun nga, we see from the title, pangako sa'yo mula sa puso magkaribal sa dulo ng walang hanggang kaderang ginto two gives. The references are very like Filipino telenovela, which does take cues from Spanish telenovelas. But, yun nga, iniisip ko lang, how would this episode translate to our international audience?
Yes. Ako mas concerned ko is they kept calling it na pinakamahabang title ng pinakamaikling telenovela. Mahaba po yung telenovela. Parang mga 20-25 minutes ata siya.
I mean, kung i-compare natin sa tipong probinsyano, maiksing
siya. Correct.
But in terms of like the other acting challenges on Drag Race,
medyo mahaba siya.
Ang daming nangyari.
Feeling ko kinailangan rin ng intermission for a bathroom break sa gitna because it was that long.
Correct.
But if this is the first acting challenge that, you know, we're gonna get, I mean, I prefer that it be this way. Mahaba, mataba, makapal, mahirap luno.
Ang dami kong ibang naisip doon, parang nag-init yung pagkatao ko.
So basically, because Hannah won the mini challenge, Hannah gets the advantage of not only picking the role that she wants, but ultimately assigning everybody else's role.
And you know what she did? She said to the bitch that said something about her in the puppet challenge, she was like, no bitch, that's my role.
Sabi niya dun sa nang away sa kanya sa puppet challenge, ayan yung gusto mo, okay, yan ang hindi ko ibibigay sa'yo. Tama naman.
I mean, whether or not that was, you know, shady or just like a strategic move na yun talaga yung part na gusto niya, it paints a picture of the whole episode of this tension between Didi and Hannah. And then of course, you know, everyone else gets the role that they want. Cut to Didi having a moment by herself sa mirror. Pinag-usapan ni Hannah and Ovi. Miss Jade went up to Didi.
Yep.
And she was kind of being eaten up by one, the parang devalidation. Basta the opposite of validation by, you know, being told that essentially you don't deserve to win the last challenge. And then the guilt of sharing what she said about Hannah during the puppet challenge.
Ako, I feel like on Hannah's part, picking si Susan Fabrica was shady and strategic, which I feel like is the best move you can do because it is to your advantage and it gives good TV. So props to you, Hannah. But I mean, to be fair, medyo naramdaman ko rin naman yung kay Didi na the shame and the embarrassment na nararamdaman niya at that time and nararamdaman niya na baka in-endow niya kay Hannah for, you know, sharing something to everyone in public, sharing something to everyone. But I don't know. I guess at this point, tipong, I know Didi has struggled a lot with just trying to you know, to carry herself well. And then dumagdag pa to. So medyo parang like, oh my God, ang daming masyadong hadlang.
Yeah, it's been a very challenging mental journey and emotional journey for Didi. She shared na before she got into the race, she was dealing with a lot of her darkness, and then especially in this episode, she goes back and forth between that, like, feeling really confident and then feeling like sobrang sagad sa lusak levels and then being confident. Parang nagkaroon siya ng ganung roller coaster moment in the episode.
Yeah, and sayang lang because I think all this is all her success sa Rusical performance, because I think it was really, really good. It's really eclipsed by the fact that, you know, parang she may not be everyone's cup of tea. And then really to add pa with this episode, medyo I'm like, this is not a great week for Didi, especially come her, it's her elimination week.
Yes.
So tipong like, well, yun yung binigay mo sa
she
camera.
She gave a very strong, solidly negative impression, I think, to the people with what had happened in the workroom compared to parang the previous episodes. You know, Didi has been not so favored, but some people still defend her and do still have parang merits to that. But I think in this episode, Didi will ultimately leave like medyo not the best taste in a lot of people's mouth for what had happened and how she left things off.
Yeah, and I got a feel for her because, you know, you want to use this show as like a springboard to launch the next phase of your drag career. So I still wish all the best for Didi. But ito na nga ang mga roles na pinili ni Hannah, inassign ni Hannah. Hannah is Susan Pabrica. Jade is Carla. Arizona is Eva Liquiki.
Parang the contrabida role. We have Ovi as Sister Marites, the supporting role to the supposed bidang nanay. We have Kat-Kat as Barda.
Bernie as Marla. And then Didi as Lord Voldemort sa likod po ng ulo ni Professor Quirrell ng Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Correct. We see in the acting challenges, lahat talaga ng stereotype, overused tropes ng Pinoy telenovela lumabas.
Correct.
Andyan yung pinagpalit yung mga anak.
Correct.
Andyan yung pinaghiwa-hiwala yung mga anak. Nagka-amnesia ang nanay.
Nag-agawa ng jowa.
Correct. Na-kidnap, natutukan ng baril na Nerf gun.
Lahat na. Diyos ko, kulang na lang po ay merong isang karakter na magbibigay ng jacket sa dulo ng kwento. Yun na lang po ang kulang.
See, ang pinakakulang for me yung dramatic car crash.
Dramatic car crash. O kaya yung pagdating nila sa bahay, bumili lang sila ng pansit. Tapos patay na pala yung lola nila. Tapos tipo yung pansit malalaglag. Tapos magmamonolog sila. Yun na lang po yung kulang sa acting challenge na to. And this would have been your epitome of a Pinoy acting challenge.
And at the end of the acting challenge, para silang nag-graduation, isa-isa po silang sinampal ni Maricel Soriano na para sa akin, napakalaking karangalan kung ako yung nakatanggap noon.
Oh my God. And I'm glad that they didn't show that sa rehearsal because that was such a moment. But let's get to the rehearsal. When I saw the green screen, medyo natuwa ako kasi parang, oh my God, talaga may acting challenge na tayo.
Correct.
It was really, really good. We saw very, very little of the rehearsal, which I think okay na naman because we were treated to like 25 minutes worth of the final footage. Of course, may fake out si Diamond Star dahil sinabi siya na ayoko ng late, ayoko sa putek. So, to be fair, naki-yes-ed naman yung mga girls.
Correct.
But I think one thing that's really nice to take note of here, tignan niyo po yung busilak sa mata ni Mama Pau nung katabi niya si Maricel Soriano. Major fanboy moment po siya.
And I mean to have the Diamond Star, Maricel Soriano, co-direct the acting challenge with you.
Yep.
Parang okay na, pag ganun, okay, ilibing niyo na ako the next day.
Correct. So we only see very, very few girls like at the rehearsal or at the shoot. Jade was shown to be driving a struggle bus. Great energy, nakakatawa, but I think ang note sa kanya was like find your camera / find your light.
It was really good characterization, pero yun niya half the time, especially with her like physicalization of the character. Uh-huh. Humahampas-hampas yung buhok niya in front of her face. Naka-side profile na nga siya. So wala na talaga nakita sa ganda ni Miss Jane.
Correct. But I mean, if you just listen to the audio and just yung energy niya no shoot, it was really funny. But I think, I mean, I know, we're probably preempting this, but ito na naman po yung comment na peaks and valleys. Si Captivating Kat-Kat, walang notes si Maricel Soriano at si Paolo Ballesteros. Walang notes.
This is what I like about acting challenges on Drag Race in general. Each character that they give you has a very clear role to fill, has a very clear trope or archetype that, you know, if you are very knowledgeable about your pop culture references, magigets mo agad kung sino yung dapat mong i-emulate.
Yeah.
I think yun yung nakuha ni Kat-Kat eh.
Correct. And sinabi pa sa confessional ni Kat-Kat na nagbigay siya ng iba-ibang variations, iba-ibang takes. We showed, or we saw very little, almost like, that was nowhere to be found. So I would have wanted to see pa yung acting chops niya para lang better informed kung bakit walang notes si Diamond Star. Guys, no notes. As in, nag-take siya. That was it. We got it.
And then we have Didi as the very last take of the shoot. You know, as the literal talking head. She has 4 or 5 lines.
Yeah.
Ito yung, you know, sometimes we do have those like throwaway characters on acting challenges. Yeah. I think it was really one of those na apat na nga lang yung lines mo.
Correct.
You don't even get to physicalize it.
Yeah.
Literal na mukha lang yung ginagamit mo. it was a challenging role and it challenged her, it did.
Yes, and I think it's kind of the same role ni Matilda and maybe to a certain degree ni Arizona from the Rusical last week na parang some parts are like really, ni naman underwritten, pero parang the way they're written, sobrang ikli. Not unless you're like Meryl Streep.
It's giving very Kamora Holas yung puno.
Correct, ganun siya. So parang, it was tough because feeling ko rin, nung inassign na kay Didi yung role na yun, slash, yun na lang yung natira sa kanya, hindi na rin siya makapalag because feeling ko yung group dynamics, tipong like, bad shot na nga siya kay Hannah, tapos magko-complain pa siya, so.
Tapos, they took away the, her chance to react in the moment kasi it would have been great na green screen naman sila. Ano ba naman yung mag-set up tayo na another camera while yung ginagawa ni Bernie, hinahawi niya yung buhok niya.
Correct.
Mag-react in the moment si Didi. Yeah. No, she shot her scenes after everyone.
So, I guess my future pa rin si Didi as a Marvel character because they always shoot the Marvel villains na sila lang mag-isa, not knowing kung sino ka-eksena nila. But it was really, that was what she was asked to deal with, and it was really, it was hard.
Yes, so let's take a break before we get into the runway.
And we are back, Drag Race Philippines Season 2. Sorry, I'm still talking like we're in a studio. I forgot. Ito nga pala yung camera. Liitan natin ang energy, acting for the camera. Ulitin natin. Hello, everyone.
Okay, we have to keep that in.
Hi, guys. We are back. Liitan natin ang energy. Sorry. Sabaha, para rin wala tayong notes from Miss Maricel. Sorry na, no?
Correct. Welcome back to Drag Race Philippines Season 2, Episode 6, The Acting Challenge. Pangako sa Kim Pamparan. Basta yun na yun.
Basta ang haba-haba po ng title, pero mas mahaba po ang overall duration ng acting challenge.
We're just gonna give overall comments. Kayo na po bahala mag-review at manood the acting challenge.
Yes. So we'll go through the performances of the queens and then the runways later on individually. But let's just comment, I guess, on the very first acting challenge that we have in Drag Race Philippines history. I think this was a very, very strong first outing of the acting challenge.
Siguro ano lang, ang pinaka-note ko lang is, since it's the very first, they really threw everything. We got. Parang, ano pang other telenovela tropes ang pwede natin itackle? So next ones, hindi tayo sure dahil andoon na po lahat.
Yes, I mean, it maybe could have been 5 minutes shorter. Mm. Medyo mahaba siya, but I think nasalba po siya ng very strong presence ng ating remaining queens in the competition. May mga few blocking issues because I think a lot of the girls fell into the trap of not favoring the camera, so we'll go to that later on. But I think in terms of green screenification, medyo high res yung atin ah, versus other markets.
True, pero may mga napansin ako issue sa tracking, hindi sumusunod ang background sa ano, sa scene.
But I mean, overall very good. I can't wait to see the evolution of the Philippines Acting Challenge for later seasons to come. And then the category for this week is, can I get an alien?
Yes!
This is actually a double entendre if you actually didn't know. So can I get an amen, of course, referencing Ms. RuPaul Charles. But for the millennials listening to this, nakita niyo po na pag-cut sa judges, nag-i-alien si Nakalad Karan at si Najigli. Ito po ay si Brad Pitt sa Bubble Gang noong early 2000s. Meron po siyang Q&A portion called Ang Dating Doon, which is, you know, kind of a play on the, I'm not sure if it's a religion, Ang Dating Daan. So alien po ang sinasabi nila, hindi amen. So kung matanda na po, kung gets nyo po yung reference, congratulations, matanda na rin po kayo katulad ko.
Yes, back pain.
Back pain is real. So up first, we have Captivating Kat Kat. What do you think of the acting challenge performance?
Sabi nga niya, excited siya for the acting challenge, di ba? Mama, like we said earlier, she came studied of every, especially parang anti-hero, ano siya, anti-hero role siya.
Uh-huh.
She came packed with every reference, every like actress peg that she could have needed in that moment. She was so good, as in like she just came in with knowing what she wanted to do, tapos yung mga subversion yun na parang one moment, kalaban siya, kalaban, and then biglang parang, okay, may landi na onte.
Yes.
She was a star.
I mean, I think by now we know she's a total pro. You know, in acting challenges, I think they always reference to this in Drag Race US. You prepare and build the character, pero in front of the camera, you let go. You free fall. And I felt that fluidity, that buoyant performance from Kat-Kat. Kasi nga, ang galing niya like alternating between somebody na basically binabal ka ng water gun, na nilalandi ka, na basically sasapakin ka. It was so good.
It was a transcendent performance.
Transcendent! But I mean, speaking of transcendent, the mother talking alien runway. Can we just pause for the wigs that were snatched? Can we also pause for the other girls in the competition who were basically left with no chance to do a killer runway because she came out first with that epic runway?
Alam mo, so especially in the last couple of weeks, I've been seeing a lot of like tweets online sa mga circles or mga like Instagram close friend stories na parang, can I come out as a closeted Kat-Kat fan yet? We get it. She comes with her fair share of controversies.
Yeah.
But we can't deny she is so good.
She is really so good. She is playing this game at a really high level, just transcending, again, similar to a word that you used. Like, whatever she's given, she just always rises to the occasion.
She's so good at drag. She's so good at Drag Race.
Yes, na magkaiba yun, ha?
She provides really good reality television.
Yeah.
So, alam mo, parang, if you are a closeted Kat-Kat fan, now is the time to come out this episode. I mean, she just bagged her second Rue badge.
Yeah.
She's the first girl
correct.
This season
correct.
To bag the second Rue badge. Who was the first one last season?
Minty oh, Fresh, the cinematic parallels there.
That's kind of like, ooh, I love that.
You
I love
know,
that
sometimes,
detail.
Sometimes it writes itself. Sometimes the Drag Race tapestry is tapestrying.
Correct.
So I love na like, pareho silang mega nung claim. So I love that. But yeah, that runway, I mean, you cannot deny na parang not only did she come out there na parang siguro by then medyo nabubulag na siya sa glitters.
Uh-oh.
Pero the whole like mechanism of gliding through the runway, talk about pushing what's possible sa Drag Race Philippines main stage. So to be fair,
and I mean plus that it's such a if you've watched Fifth Element, even if you haven't watched Fifth Element, is referenced time and time again, so it's a very recognizable alien character. So when she came out there in all that glittering gold, talagang undeniable, alien siya.
Yeah.
She's not an alien princess. She's not an alien warrior. She's an alien.
Yeah. Isa, siguro ang note ko lang is, sana hindi siya nilagay sa unahan nung edit. Kasi talagang sobrang afternoon, paano na po yung iba?
Especially na hindi lang siya yung naka-gold.
Correct. Yung dalawang kasunod niya, gold din. So, medyo parang, I mean, but like, wow, what a night for Kat-Kat.
Correct.
Dito yung tipong, kung medyo unclear pa sa Maxi Challenge performance kung sinong panalo, with this runway, wala na.
Oo.
Wala nang doubts, wala nang pagkikwestiyon because it was really, really quiet. It was a moment.
Next up, we have Didi Marie Holiday. Again.
And the Children of Quezon. Charot!
ayun nga, she had four lines.
Yeah.
She wasn't able to react in the moment.
Yeah.
She only had to use her whole face because her jawline was keyed out of the green screen. So parang the cards were stacked against her with this role.
Yeah.
And then
the malfunction of it all.
And then she had to come after Kat-Kat. And she was also in gold.
Yeah.
And then ang dami pa niyang chinika na excuse sa runway.
Yeah.
Paano na lang?
Yeah. I mean like this should have been the night na parang meron siyang runway na sobrang ganda, undeniable, because I think that was really the only way out of that kind of performance and role. I mean, let's face it, it's not just the performance, the role itself. Mas tipong like, make it make sense, mama.
Correct. I get it. Parang there's always that challenge to step up to a small role. Like, for our audio listeners, that was all in air quotes. But really, like, you're giving her crumbs to work with.
Yes. Yeah. So I mean, hopefully in future seasons, the rules that will be written for whatever, like a Rusical or an acting challenge, like kailangan may sufficiency ka muna hahanapin eh, para like the actors have enough to work with to be able to, you know, kahit paano like fair shot naman of giving a good performance.
I mean, there were like 5 or 6 scenes, but she had like,
yeah,
how much screen time?
Yeah, and then of course the excuses gate. Let's just call it excuses gate now. That made me really uncomfortable because talagang it was the not answering Jiggly's question directly, yes. And then eventually lumabas yung nails. So parang, oh my god.
Sabi nga ni Bernie, bakit ngayon pa? Bakit hindi sa Untucked? Because that could have been, you know, a great Untucked moment.
Uh-huh.
But as of recording, we have not yet seen the Untucked episode. But ayun, like, so much chatter for the main stage.
Yeah. Up next, we have Arizona Brandy. I mean, talk about the importance of the runway again. I think if she just came out with something more compelling, you can argue baka yung win is not so clearly kay Kat-Kat. We don't know. But this was the night wherein, again, the runways really mattered a lot. It could have just been the decision point between making it another day or maybe winning a badge.
Yeah, and just the fact that she was the third girl to come out in gold. And, I mean, Kat-Kat was stellar. Didi's could have been better, but there was something there.
Yeah.
Arizona's was a breastplate and a gold bodysuit with something, with like a fringy cape.
Uh-huh. But I mean, but we have to commend Arizona's performance in the acting challenge. I mean, what I love about Arizona is the same parang breath of fresh air, but still larger than life force that she is live, is basically what we're getting sa camera. And I think that's quite rare because usually, you know, you have to calibrate your energy if it's for like a live ganap or if it's for the camera. But Arizona was really, I mean, nanglalamon siya ng camera, to be fair.
Talk about someone who goes into the scene knowing exactly what they want
yep,
to do.
Yep.
Like, parang, that's the bare minimum of a great performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Parang, to call someone's performance great, yun yung bare minimum, to know what you're going to do, what your trajectory is, how do you go from point A to point B, from the start of the scene to the end of the scene, ano yung, like, story mo doon within that scene. Arizona delivered all of that. She gave us like the peaks and valleys, ika nga.
I mean, to be fair, I kind of almost forgot about Arizona's role after the first scene kasi bookends lang siya.
Uh-oh.
Pero nung pagbalik niya sa dulo, I'm like, oh my God, meron nga pala siyang sobrang electric performance sa start. Napakahaba lang po talaga ng challenge.
Correct. Uh-huh. And her physical humor was great.
Yeah, really, really good. Okay, up next, we have to talk about the, I don't know what to call this anymore, like the erasure of Ovi Kant's excellence this week. I will say this, Ovi was the best in the Maxi Challenge. I mean, talk about, sa look pa lang, hindi niya sinor-change yung character. Tapos binago niya yung boses niya na hindi pilit. Binago niya yung physicality niya. Tapos every time nasa eksena siya, like tuloy-tuloy yung pag-offer niya of making like creative choices. Like this part na nagyakapan yung nanay sa kayong tatlong anak.
Niyayakap niya yung sarili niyang ganon.
So genius. And then yung deliver niya yung diary message na parang inararo ko ni Mang Kanor. That was so good. I mean, I don't understand.
Why?
I don't understand. I mean, and the runway was also like very avant-garde. It was fashion and aliens. I do not understand.
She was the only one that gave as far away from a human silhouette out of everyone, out of the whole group. So why was she and why ginawa na naman natin to, parang ginawa natin kay Precious last year. Why are you sending a girl alone to the Untucked? Parang hindi ba natin, can we not spare 10 to 15 minutes to give her some critiques
correct
during the day?
Yeah.
Bakit siya papapuntahin sa Untucked mag-isa? Ano gagawin?
But I as in grabe. And also, if you analyze again the edit, Ovi always knew where the camera was.
Correct.
We'll talk about this kay Hannah later on. Hannah had great moments, but I felt like had she opened up more to the camera, it would have been like significantly better. But Ovi always knew where to hit her mark. So I I am feeling, you know, some type of way right now.
Correct. Ovi has this talent in the acting challenge of continuing, you know, fulfilling the role that she needs, continuing the story, but at each turn, presenting something comedic that isn't necessarily in the script.
Yep.
Gets ba? Parang, she just found a way to make every moment count.
Yep.
Make every moment stellar.
Yep.
So why is she sale?
I mean, she was so good na out of all the characters, yung character lang ni Sister Marites ang papanoorin tong spin-off. Kung magkaroon siya ng spin-off.
Sa kanya yung pinakamaraming ano, eksena.
So good. It was so good, but I don't know.
The erasure of Ovicont.
The erasure of Ovicont is a tough pill to swallow. And that says a lot because we love to swallow.
Oh!
Anyway, moving on. Let's move on. Hanabeshi. Okay. This is medyo mixed bag to. Medyo mixed bag to. I think when we were watching it, overall, I think performance sa Maxi Challenge at sa runway, maybe net safe lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Right?
For me, when I was watching the acting challenge for the first time, I wasn't expecting her to win.
Uh-huh.
When they gave the critiques, and of course with the runway, it kind of started to make sense.
Yes.
Why they gave her the win.
Uh-huh.
And you know, again, it's Drag Race reality show. Some storyline does have to come into play with uh-huh. awarding challenge win.
Uh-huh.
Ang ganda end cap no na parang part of the episode, tension between Didi and Hannah. End of the episode, bottom yung isa, nanalo yung isa. That's great storytelling. But I can't help but feel like she could have done better to earn the win in the acting
yeah.
challenge.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It yeah. wasn't a bad performance. She worked with what she was given, especially yung blocking ng kama.
Yeah, yung blocking for me, I kind of had an issue there. I mean, we've been preaching as early as episodes 2, 3, 4, and 5 that Hannah deserved better. I think for the first time, parang medyo hindi kami magtatugma-tugma. Yun lang. Only because I feel like the whole erasure of OV plays into what
yes.
I'm feeling right now.
Uh-oh.
It's just, I don't know. But
Hannah made good choices yeah. in her characterization. But what put her characterization down was the blocking of the bed na sobrang like, ano yun, perpendicular yeah. siya to the camera.
Some mathematical term.
So every time she had to like, nakahiga siya.
Yeah.
Sa mga video viewers, you're seeing this right now. Nakahiga siya, and then babangon siya, and then half her face
yeah.
was turned away from the camera. So alam mo yun, she had to full tilt her body sideways if uh-huh. gusto niya makita yung mukha niya. And that's difficult for the bed, I mean for the camera work when, you know, you could have just like angled the bed yeah. a little bit para pag bumabangon siya, diretso na siya sa camera.
To be fair, I think maiba lang yung blocking, baka mag-iba yung sentiment about Hannah na maybe she deserved to be on the top. Because for me, she was funny enough naman. Tama yung sinasabi ng judges na parang, you know, it takes a lot of finesse and precision to be able to switch from different characters mm. na ginawa ni Hannah effectively. But I do think it could have been more effective, more impactful if we just had her open up a bit more to the camera.
But yes, I do agree with the great choices in terms of, again, references. Acting challenges are always full of pop culture references.
Yep.
If you pick up on that, if you deliver that, you can win a challenge. Like, you know, parang I can see some merit in the challenge win. It's really just, had Ovi been given her flowers.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, not just because we know her, but it's really just,
no, it's because we know her. No, no, I mean, guys, let's see. I mean, undeniable for me yung performance ni Ovi. But you know what? It's okay. This will all make sense once the season is over kung ano ba ang journey ni Ovi Kant.
Correct.
Up next, we have Miss Jade Saw. Nung rehearsal, I felt like great energy. But I think ito yung tipong at the whole time, she was like at an 11 out
yes.
of 10. It had to be 9, it had to be 8, maybe 10 in certain spots. Having said that, I think that's a better boat to be on, na parang sobra ka kaysa kulang. So okay pa rin siya in my book.
Yeah, I mean siguro, if had we gotten a bit of footage from the rehearsal of the directors telling her to reel it back a little bit, maybe we could have gotten a bit more.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know kasi how much direction Jade actually got during the filming. But yeah, she was at a 10 the entire time. I have to give credit to her. She had a really great characterization down.
She did.
She got the nuances of the character na parang it's this vapid influencer, keme ganyan. It's really just na she was, well, one, she was at 11 the entire time. And I think something that I've observed with Jade throughout the season is she is very focused on what she wants to do. That sometimes she's not as present in the moment. And I think dun siya nagkulang sa...
For this one.
Kasi nga, she doesn't know where the camera is. She's doing what she... Her choices are really strong. Like, the great risks that she was making with her choices. She was doing it. Like, nagagawa niya lahat eh. Yun lang talaga kulang ng like, slight presence of mind to... playing to the camera.
Meron siyang moment here na parang tatlong tongue pop. Parang to punctuate something.
Galing! Was really ganda
funny.
Nun!
That was really, really funny.
But in delivery, tagilid.
Yeah, tagilid yun. I mean, I at this point, I don't know if we should be critiquing the queens or
the camera work.
The camera work. But I mean, we're just trying to be as informed with our comments as possible. We don't just want to say, oh, we hate it! And we're not going to explain why. I mean, we are trying to explain why. Runway-wise, Alien, you have thoughts about this particular look.
Had this been any other category, it would have been stellar runway hit. But the category being Alien, it just wasn't pushing the bar of Alien-esque enough.
Uh-huh.
Parang, if the category was like nude or skin, ang ganda sana nitong bali.
Correct.
But since the category is Alien, hindi siya, parang it doesn't spell it out enough.
I feel like for the first time this season, walang parang immediate visceral reaction to when Jade steps out of the runway versus her previous runway. Sa tipong like, pagkakita, walang, oh my God! Like, it would literally gag you by half a nanosecond agad. So noon na pa lang, it was quite unclear. When she did tell the story to the judges, I mean, I got it. It was very personal.
Yes.
And parang it made better sense.
Yes.
Having said that, we all know that yung Sinon Mays, parang if you kind of have to explain it a lot, yeah. Parang it kind of defeats the purpose of it. I like the story, to be fair, but I think for the first time this whole season, and she's been doing this consistently, excellently, wala ka nung immediate, I get it. Wala lang ganun.
And last but not the least, we have Bernie, who should have been safe.
Yeah, I think should have been safe, not because of the role. I think silang dalawa nung character ni Didi, hindi talaga, like, hindi pa fully fleshed out yung, like, literally yung text for them. Bernie did everything she could with it.
Uh-oh.
Like, the whole sex or chocolate. Sa palay, pareho tayo. I mean, the timing there was so good.
Tama yung choices niya. But she kind of was given... because of the absurdity of my ulo sa likod, she was given the straight man role of the three sisters.
Yes.
And, you know, if ang bali mo sa straight man mo is a straight man not as in heterosexual man, ha, but like straight man as in like the... Ano yun,
it's
ha?
A figure of speech idiom.
Para it's a theater term of like, if everyone else is absurd, someone has to be the point of reference for the normal.
Para maging absurd talaga yung pag-absurd mo, diba? Yeah.
So if yung bali mo sa straight man character is the absurdity of yung babalik na rin niya yung ulo niya, tapos hindi pa effective yung pagkakagawa, kasi nga, yung comments namin sa execution nung kay Didi earlier, it just, I kind of forget about Bernie's role a lot of the time.
Yeah. But every time, you know, the camera was on her, I mean...
Maganda, magaling.
She was very effective. But again, I think we find ourselves in this really peculiar situation of parang, even sa Rusical again, to say it again, parang, there are roles that are not a little, underrated by a lot. So parang, kailangan sa pagpili pa lang ng role, if you ever are gonna join Drag Race, Mix Chanel. Alam mo na yung tipong, I must not choose this role because if I choose this, I will not have a lot to work with.
Kinabahan ako bigla. You know what? Everything I've been saying on this podcast for the past 2 years is gonna bite me in the ass whenever I do make it on the show.
And I'm sure if you ever do make it on the show, that is going to be the game. And I'm sure you will still emerge victorious. Because, I mean, it will make... whether you succeed or fail, it's gonna make for a great story.
Woo!
So we will find out a year from now kung magbumukha ba kaming tanga.
Going back to everything, Bernie's Runaway.
Yes.
Great. Had this been any other category, amazing, stellar, stunning.
Yeah.
Alien category, it was Glamazon.
It was Glamazon. Baka medyo second cousin ni steampunk. Baka pwede pa.
Because Gladiatrix.
I'm getting like some Mad Max imagery in
Warrior.
My head. She looked really good and maybe... Hindi na umabot yung thoughts ko of parang baka off category siya because nung nakita ko yung itsura ni Bernie, it really spoke to my soul.
I mean, kasi it would speak to your soul because of all the skin.
Yeah.
But then, that's when I go into like, oh, so normal human skin.
Yeah.
Parang it was giving me maybe alien princess, half alien gladiator, but it wasn't giving me like, especially compared to like, Cat.
Yeah.
Actually, even Arizona, na parang bang, alien.
Correct. Yung sa kanya tipong bam, boss ng alien. Parang something like
uh-oh.
That. But cannot deny the body. I think medyo underappreciated this season yung face ni Bernie. Like, she's so beautiful. The bone structure. Liit-liit ng face. Ang daming kanto. Love na love ng camera yung mukha niya. I mean, she looks really gorgeous.
Yes, so ayun, that was the runway, that was the acting challenge. We get the results of, hinga, they sent Ovi back into the workroom by herself to do whatever the fuck she's gonna do, we're gonna find out. And then we have the tops are Kat, Bernie, and Hannah.
Yep.
And then the bottom three are Didi, Arizona, and Jade.
Yep.
The win goes to Kat na deserved.
Deserved naman. Bernie and Hannah were declared safe. I'm also very happy for Hannah na like nagkaroon siya ng like FaceTime with the judges. Like, especially at this point na, you know, we're at the last third of the season already. So, kailangan niya ng malaman anong gusto niya from me kung if I still want to have a shot at
and
this.
They really and Mama Pao really told her you're on the right track.
Okay, that's good. Then sa bottom, we find out na ang huling dineclare na safe I see Arizona. Of course, I think by now we know that was because of the runway. And then we have two queens who are very close with each other, who have developed a relationship. It's been shown in numerous episodes already. But we basically have here Didi Marie Holiday and Miss Jade Saw lip syncing to I Bring the Beat by our mother, Miss RuPaul Charles.
So what did you think about the lip sync?
If last week, medyo unanimous na best of the season. I think that this might have to be the worst.
Ako, just to quote the great prophet RuPaul, meh! I love the song, one of my favorite RuPaul songs, but as a lip sync song, there's not much to work with.
Correct. And I think I also may have an issue with like how it's edited. Kasi I feel like nung nilabas, hindi natin nakita kung kailan nilabas ni Jade yung laser. Nagulat na lang tayo. Parang I think there was a confessional somewhere. Tapos when we cut to may laser na siya. So parang nawalan tuloy ng moment yung lip sync.
Yeah.
I mean, we even got a confessional from Kat kind of basically sharing the same sentiment with us. Na parang this might be a double sachet. But I do feel Jade won this round just by sheer fight and grit and wanting to stay.
No, she won because Didi fell on her back doing a backbend.
Well,
she tried it.
She tried something.
And then they clearly show her stumbling, being flustered for like half a second, and then trying to get back into the lip sync. And I was really like, tapos nung naglabas si Jade ng lasers, I was like, it's done.
Yeah. I mean, I think the lip sync could have been like 30 seconds shorter. Because parang for
ang daming dead air.
Parang like, when is this gonna end? Lalo na nung sinabi, I think buti na lang sinabi na rin ni Kat sa confessional na tipong double sachet. But kasi parang, ako lang ba yung nakakaramdam na medyo dragging to? But I mean, even production knows it by placing that Kat confessional there. But it was a very rough night for Didi. I mean, to have that kind of edit this episode, and then for your runway to flop like that, and then your acting challenge to be really, really have the odds stacked against you, and then to go out on a lip sync like this, Mama, I right now at this point, parang gusto ko na lang i-hug si Didi kasi parang medyo masaklap po ang episode na ito.
Yeah. Her storyline just did not wrap up in the best way.
Correct. I mean, talk about like winning the badge and then everybody questioning it. So medyo na disillusioned siya at the top of the episode. And then it was kind of just like a very slow car crash that we all knew was not gonna end well. And then when it ended, it was like it's even worse than we expected it to be.
Yeah. This elimination was something.
Yeah, this elimination was something. But how will you remember, I guess, Didi's run?
Didi was a really good contrast point for a lot of the queens this season.
Yeah.
Like, we know how casting works on Drag Race. They do kind of try to foresee certain storylines. And they really put Didi at a great spot kasi andyan si Bernie, andyan si Kat-Kat to kind of like bounce off of and help progress each other's stories.
Yeah.
And then we saw her create great relationships with Hannah. Well, not at this episode, but it was implied that they previously had a great relationship.
Yeah.
She had a moment with Jade. She also parang is seen to kind of have a good relationship with Ovi. Parang alam mo yun, she was in the middle of a lot of people's storylines.
Yeah. And I think I kind of want to talk about how it was an emotion, it was a roller coaster ride for Didi and the fandom. Because I remember when episode 2 aired, people were loving Didi and Ovi and Verushka because they were providing much needed spice to season. And I think that untucked sa episode 3, na medyo pinakitang, medyo nakikisulsol si Didi, that's I think the moment when the fandom turned on her, for lack of a better term. And Snatch Game was rough. And then by then, when the Rusical episode happened last week, she was already starting from like a negative 10 with like the audience. So the win wasn't as sweet.
Celebrated, yeah.
Or as celebrated. And then we have this. So I think this was tough. So really, my heart goes out to Didi. Buti na lang, meron siyang magandang moment from the Rusical na parang, when it comes to lip syncing with the right material, she can bring the Mother Tuckin' House down.
Like, her talent was definitely showcased.
Yeah.
The highs and lows of her personal life, of her emotions were shown. I think we got a very well-rounded character. Uh-huh. So, parang, form your opinions of what was, of the character that was portrayed on the TV show, not a person in real life.
Because
again, at the end of the day, it's a TV show. You're allowed to, and you should form an opinion separate of the real person to the character shown on the TV.
Yeah. I mean, you cannot deny that Didi gave us a lot of heart and emotions.
Yes.
And that's not everybody can do that, diba? So thanks, Didi, for making this season significantly more colorful, much needed spice. We wish you all the best. But that is it. Episode 6, a lot to unpack, but I mean, we always find something to unpack naman.
Yes.
Kuda tayo ng kuda, kaya nga tayo ng podcast. But also, this is a reminder to everyone who still has not seen or heard of our Dapat Pakak challenges happening leading into the finale. So ngayon po, we have the Pakak Lip Sync Challenge wherein you will lip sync to Vogue. And then of course, the winners will be getting VIP tickets to our finale viewing party, which is literally right around the corner. I think it might just be less than a month away.
Correct. And of course, ang pinaka-pakak na pakak winner will receive a pampaganda, pampabogsh package from Culture Salon worth 17,500 pesos.
Meron din siyang kasamang spa day from Manila Peninsula. So, nag-lip-sync ka na, naka-finale viewing party ka na, gumanda ka pa. So, join na po kayo. The details of that contest can be found on our Instagram page. And that is it. So don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at BeckenMNPod. I am Baus Rufo on Instagram. And hey, it's Baus on TikTok delivering it to you via video this time.
Correct. And speaking of video, they should probably also subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh my God!
I mean,
nag-video na tayo. Di ituloy-tuloy na natin.
Correct. So subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can always catch our video podcasts. Our consecutive ones, our soon to come video podcast episodes, and that is all at BeckenMNPod. I am at mix.chanel on Instagram and at mixchanel on Twitter, And I don't know, like, stay civil on the online sphere, I guess.
Yes. We'll see you next week.
Bye!